Saddam Hussein has vowed to his people that all aggressors against Iraq will be defeated. Mr. Hussein's comments come as Iraq continues to destroy more missiles in an effort to show it is cooperating with UN weapons inspectors. And Iran is calling on Iraq to allow UN-supervised elections as a way to avoid war and achieve a more peaceful transition of power. In a letter read by state television to mark the Islamic New Year, Mr. Hussein promised Iraq will be victorious in any war. The Iraqi leader said, armed with faith, the believers will triumph over tyranny and its accomplices. As Mr. Hussein issued the rallying call, Iraq Tuesday continued destroying more of its Al-Samud II missiles. Iraq has about 100 of the surface-to-surface missiles. UN Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix ordered them destroyed, saying their range exceeds the UN-imposed limit of 150 kilometers. The Iraqi government has also told the United Nations it will deliver a report in about a week on VX nerve agent and anthrax stocks it says it destroyed in 1991. Mr. Blix is due to report to the Security Council this Friday on Iraqi compliance with UN demands. U.S. officials have reacted skeptically to the latest steps by Iraq to comply with UN demands, dismissing them as part of Iraq's game of deception. In a new development, Iran's Foreign Minister Kamal Karazi has called on Iraq to allow a transition of power to take place under a UN-supervised referendum. He also called for national reconciliation between Iraqi opposition groups and President Saddam Hussein in order to open the way for a UN-supervised referendum. Mr. Karazi said the referendum would allow Iraqis to elect a broad-based government, in which, he said, all minorities, as well as ethnic and religious groups, have a share. The foreign minister said a UN-supervised election was the only way for a peaceful change of government in Iraq. Maura Fogarty for VOA News, Cairo.